مدینہ 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 تو کربلا، مدینہ 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 تو کربلا.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, the one who recites durood, salutations, salawat and salam once upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon that person, 10 of his sons I raised, and that person's rank is elevated 10 times. Subhanallah, subhanallah. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. مرحبا خوش آمدید. Welcome to one and all to another exciting and beautiful episode of our lovely series which is known as Medina to Karbala. Alhamdulillah, Madani Channel English has brought you this beautiful series in this new Islamic year. And the beginning of the Islamic calendar indeed marks the month of Muharram al-Haram, which is a month which holds lots of significance, particularly with regards to the members of the Ahl Bayt, the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and obviously the grandson of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidul Shuhada, Hazrat Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and his family members, subhanallah, subhanallah, and this beautiful month of Muharram. Yes, in the beginning of the Islamic calendar, it gives us lots of lessons as well. The lessons about sacrifice, the lessons about honesty, the lessons about the love for Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and many, many priceless lessons we learn from the incidents which are related to Karbala and this blessed month of Muharram al-Haram. Alhamdulillah, for those that are watching us, for the past few days, we discussed and tackled some very, very beautiful topics. In the beginning, we tackled the topic regarding Shahada and martyrdom, where we discussed the different ranks and the stations of a Shaheed in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, the fadail and the excellences of a Shaheed in the light of the Quran and the Hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah. And then we discussed regarding the hayat of the Anbiya alayhi wasalam, that the Anbiya and the Prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are alive, and yes, when they are alive, they have the ability to help others as well. So if you ask them for help, if you ask them for any need, and you make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with their wasila, with their means and medium, then definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listens to those du'as, and those du'as have a greater possibility of being accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And likewise, we proved from the Quran, from the ahadith, and logically as well, that our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is definitely, definitely alive in his blessed Rozai Mubarak. And a very beautiful couplet of Sayyidi Murshidi Ala Hazrat was also recited, where he says, "Tu zinda hai walla, tu zinda hai walla, mere chashme alam se chup jane wale." Subhanallah, subhanallah. And yesterday we discussed a beautiful topic with regards to the first Khalifa of Islam, the closest friend of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I would say the beloved of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, and that was none other than Sayyidina wa Mawlana Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanallah, that personality whom the Quran praised, that personality whom Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised, that personality whom the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are praising, subhanallah, subhanallah, even the Sahaba ikram praised him, and some beautiful excellences, some beautiful points with regards to the aqeedah which a person should have regarding Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, that we discussed yesterday, and many, many beautiful words of wisdom we discussed from our honorable guest. And we are very fortunate indeed that once again we are blessed with the presence of Ustadi wa Ustadul Ulama Hazrat Allama Mawlana Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi Sahib, mashallah, and we all witnessed that in these previous episodes, Mutisab's way of tackling the different issues and of explaining the various technical points and those points which are very sensitive or those points which are very delicate, alhamdulillah, Mutisab explains it in a beautiful way, and that too in a simplified manner, which is very easy to understand for our viewers, our listeners, and for many people out there, alhamdulillah. This is one of Mutisab's, I would say, splendid qualities. So let's first greet our guest of honor, inshallah, and then we'll discuss what is today's topic. Indeed, it is something very, very beautiful. Mutisab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Mutisab? How is your health?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah, yesterday we discussed the first Khalifa of Islam, and we discussed his excellences as well. We discussed his fadail in the light of Quran and Hadith. And the reason we started that topic, we said that because we are going to discuss the Siddiqeen, and definitely his name comes on the top of the list. And as Qibla Mutisab mentioned yesterday, there is a sequence which needs to be followed. That if you have to look at the greatest people from amongst the Ummah, obviously after the Prophet alayhi wasalam, then the first name which will come on your list is the name of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then the second name will be Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The third name will be Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And obviously the fourth name will then be Mawla Ali Shaykh Huda Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanAllah. So this sequence was taught to us yesterday, that we need to keep this sequence in mind, and everywhere we need to follow this sequence. So when we started off the sequence and we discussed the first personality, then indeed we are duty bound to follow those sequence and then discuss the other esteemed personalities as well. Yes, it is a month which has specific nisbat towards the Ahl Bayt of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We will be discussing the Ahl Bayt, the members of the Ahl Bayt, inshallah. But first we need to obviously follow this beautiful sequence and discuss each and every personality individually, subhanAllah. So today's beautiful topic is regarding the second Khalifa of Islam, subhanAllah, subhanAllah, and that is none other than Sayyidina Umar bin Al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was also a beloved Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and a very close connection he had with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Many beautiful decisions he made, which was supported by the Holy Quran and obviously by the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam as well. And inshallah, these beautiful things we will learn in today's episode. So today's episode is indeed very, very exciting. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. Make yourself easy, keep your mind calm, and inshallah enjoy today's beautiful episode, because believe me, you, today we will be listening to some extremely beautiful points, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, when we have to discuss the excellence of an individual, we start looking at the people who praise that individual, and automatically when you find esteemed personalities, respected personalities praising this person, speaking about this person, automatically you come to know that this person has a high rank and a high status, subhanAllah. Likewise, this is the rank of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to make a dua for him. And what was the dua? Very, very beautiful dua. Oh Allah, strengthen Islam through Umar bin Al-Khattab especially, subhanAllah, subhanAllah. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would make dua for the strengthening of Islam by the means and the medium of this great Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And indeed, when he accepted Islam, what was the situation of the kuffar, the disbelievers, and how he accepted Islam is something very, very, very beautiful, which needs to be listened to. And this is where I would come to our guest of honor, Mutisab. We just learned now that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam made dua for the strengthening of Islam via Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. So if Mutisab could just shed light on how he accepted Islam, what was the incident, what happened?
Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was exceptionally brave person.
SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah.
the incident of his migration makes it very clear how brave he was and how scared
Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
The Kuffar Makkah were
Subhanallah.
When they confronted Sayyidina Umar Farooq
radiallahu anhu. Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
So this incident of his acceptance of Islam, first of all, we must keep in mind that he was desired by Rasulullah.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
There's a narration of Tirmidhi Sharif which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, O Allah, from amongst Abu Jahl or Umar bin Khattab, whichever is beloved to you,
Allah subhanallah, subhanallah,
strengthen Islam through him.
Subhanallah.
Make him a mean or a cause
subhanallah.
To make Islam strong.
Subhanallah.
But this dua got accepted in the favor of Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Umar Farooq
subhanallah, subhanallah.
When Islam started growing day by day, more and more people started becoming Muslims. One day, Kuffar Makkah had a meeting.
Allah Allah.
They decided to assassinate
Allah Allah.
Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Allahu Akbar.
But the question was, who would do that? And they made this announcement in the gathering. We need somebody who is strong, who's brave, can do this work.
Right.
Another Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala stood up and he said, I will do that. And people said, yes, you are the right person. Because you don't fear, you're strong. Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala with this intention got up from there. He pulled his sword.
Allah Allah Allah.
And he's moving
towards
Nabi Akram sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam. Allah
Allah. A person met him on the way. His name was Hazrat Nu'aym bin Abdullah, who became Muslim already.
Okay.
So he asked him, Umar, what are you up to?
Right.
Where are you going? He was always very honest.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
He said, straightforward, whatever his intention was, I'm going to kill
Allah
Muhammad.
Allah Allah. Allah Allah.
Then Hazrat Nu'aym said that if you do that, how would you protect yourself from Bani Hashim and Bani Zuhra? Because they will kill you.
Right.
And when he heard this, he got angry and he said, looks like you left the deen of your forefathers. So let me sort you out first.
Allah Allah Allah.
And he was like always ready to have a fight. And he pulled his sword. Another Nu'aym said, yes, Alhamdulillah, I've become Muslim.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
And he also pulled his sword.
Allah.
Said, okay, you want to try this way? I'm ready. They were about to fight. Hazrat Nu'aym radiallahu ta'ala said, go and take care of your own house.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
Because your sister Fatima bint Khattab and your brother-in-law Sa'id bin Zaid, they both have become Muslims. They have left the deen
Allah, Allah, Allah.
Of their forefathers.
Allahu Akbar.
After hearing this, Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala got very angry and he turned from there and went straight to his sister's house. And Hazrat Khubab radiallahu ta'ala anhu was inside teaching Quran.
Allah. Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, open the door. because he was so awesome and people were scared of him.
Right, right, right.
Hazrat Khubab radiallahu ta'ala went and hid himself in one corner of the house.
Right, right.
The sister opened the door.
Hmm.
He entered the house and he said, "What are you people up to?"
Allah.
I heard something.
Hmm.
Somebody was reading something.
Hmm.
What was happening?
Ji.
The brother-in-law, he tried to avoid to give straight answer.
Ji.
He changed the topic in other words.
Hazrat
Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, "Yes, I know. You people have left the religion of your forefathers and you have
Allah
adopted Allah another religion."
Allah.
So the brother-in-law said, "Yes, because the deen of our forefathers is false.
Ji,
this new deen
Subhanallah
is haq,
Subhanallah,
true."
Subhanallah.
And after hearing this, he got very angry.
Allah.
And Umar radiallahu ta'ala caught him from his beard and started hitting him.
Allah.
The sister came to help.
Right. Yeah.
And he smacked her as
Allah,
well.
Allah.
You know, very hard, and her face started bleeding.
Allah.
And she was also the sister of Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala. She said, "You can hit us how much you want to hit us. We have become Muslims and we will never leave the deen of Islam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
To the last breath, to the last drop of blood in our body, you can
Allah
keep punishing us. We will not leave the deen of Islam."
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
And the sister said, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah.
Subhanallah.
He is alone, he has no partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad
sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam
Subhanallah,
is the last messenger of Allah."
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
And then he heard this and he saw his sister full of blood on her face and everywhere. And then he said, "Okay, show me that book which you people were reading." And the sister said, "No, you are impure.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
You cannot touch this holy book.
Subhanallah.
This Muqaddas book you cannot touch." And Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala kept on insisting, "I want to see this. I want to read this."
Subhanallah.
And she stood firm and she said, "No.
No.
Until you make ghusl.
Right, right, right.
Then only I will give you the book in your hand and then you can read."
Subhanallah.
Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala performed ghusl. Then he read the book. And the part of Quran Kareem which was there, because Quran was still being revealed, it was not complete. It was some part of Surah Taha.
Allah, Allah.
This was, "Innani anallahu la ilaha illa ana fa'budni wa aqimis salata li dhikri."
Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah.
"No doubt I am Allah. There's no worthy of worship except me.
Allah, Allah.
Worship me and perform salat for my remembrance."
Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah.
And after reading this, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, "Take me to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." And when Hazrat Khubab radiallahu ta'ala heard this, he came out from his
Allah
hiding place.
Ji, ji, ji.
He felt he's safe now.
Ji, subhanallah.
No, everybody is not the same.
Right, right, right. Ji.
Some sahaba were very outspoken and very brave and courageous.
Ji, ji, ji.
Some did not reach that level,
right,
but
right,
they
right.
all were great people.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
And he said, Umar, I give you good news that yesterday in the night of Jummah,
Allah, Allah, Allah,
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for you and for Abu Jahl.
Subhanallah.
But his dua is accepted for you.
Allah, Allah.
You are beloved of Allah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Through you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give strength to the deen of Islam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
So at that time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting near to the hill,
right.
Safa,
okay.
Safa Pahari, in the house of Hazrat Arqam,
radiallahu
ta'ala.
Radiallahu
ta'ala. And Hazrat Khubab radiallahu ta'ala anhu is coming with Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah.
So Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu both were sitting as guards,
Allah, Allah,
outside the house,
subhanallah, subhanallah,
to look after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is coming,
subhanallah, subhanallah,
he said, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed his goodness, he will be saved from my hand.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
And if his intention is something else,
I mean,
he's not coming with some good intention,
right.
So he's coming to attack, then it would be very easy to kill him.
Allah, Allah.
And all this was going to happen. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was informed via wahi.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
He knew that
Jai.
Umar is coming with this intention. So Sarkar-e-Alam sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out from the house and he held the sword of Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he said, oh Umar, will you keep on causing chaos,
Allah, 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 Allah,
till the humiliation is imposed upon you?
Allah, Allah, Allah.
After hearing this, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala immediately read Shahada. He said, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and surely you, oh beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are bondsman of Allah and you are his Rasul, his messenger.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
So this is how the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam got accepted in the haqq of Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he became Muslim.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat radiallahu ta'ala anhu described
Allah, Allah,
that situation. He said, Ijabat ka sehra, inayat ka joda.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Dulhan ban ke nikli duae Muhammad.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Ijabat ne jhukkar gale se lagaya.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Badi naaz se jab duae Muhammad.
Allah, Allah, subhanallah,
sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From this incident, we learn something very important.
Subhanallah.
That Islam was not spread
right.
by the force of sword.
Allah, Allah, subhanallah.
Look at this incident. The one who is accepting Islam, he got the sword.
He got the sword. Subhanallah, subhanallah.
And the one who is spreading Islam,
subhanallah, subhanallah,
he has no sword.
Allah, 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 Allah. Subhanallah, subhanallah.
He has wisdom and reasoning.
Subhanallah.
So this notion that unfortunately people speak about, or they try to confuse people that Islam was spread by sword or by force,
right.
is totally false.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Very heart-touching incident of the acceptance of Islam of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And indeed, his bravery was outmatched. His personality was such a personality that nobody in Arabia could compare with him when it came to strength and courage. As Musa mentioned, that everyone had that sort of fear in their heart. But alhamdulillah, this giant then accepted Islam, and then he became a servant of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. How beautiful is this religion of Islam, that a religion which means peace, a religion which teaches peace, a religion which teaches us love, affection, muhabbat. And this religion was also spread through peace, and not by any bloodshed or with a sword or with some sort of violence, and that as some people have opposed in today's world, unfortunately. And how beautifully Muhtasab derived this point from this incident, that here you can see the person who came to accept Islam, he has the sword, and the one who is spreading Islam is using wisdom and hikmat. Allah, Allah, Allah. And indeed, that was the etiquette and the character of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was such a humble personality that many people accepted Islam just by looking at his physical attributes, his features, his characters, his qualities, and they knew that a person with such splendid qualities can never ever be a liar or a false person. Indeed, what he is saying is the truth. The religion is true, his book is true, and the Lord who he is worshipping is indeed the true Lord. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Beautiful, indeed, very, very beautiful. Amtisab, one of the titles of Sayyidina Umar is Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We mentioned the word Farooq. So if Muhtasab could maybe shed light, was there any incident behind him receiving this title Farooq, or was it given to him by anyone?
Yes, this title was given to him by our beloved Nabi.
Allah Allah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that when I read Shahada and I became Muslim, all Muslims became very happy. Whoever was in the house of Hazrat Arqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu,
Subhanallah, Subhanallah,
they shouted the slogan of Takbir,
Subhanallah,
Allahu Akbar, so loud that whole of Makkah heard it.
Allah, 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 Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
And he says that I said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi
wasallam,
Ya Rasulullah, are we not on the path of Haqq?
Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
Straight away the strength came. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes, why not?
Subhanallah.
So he said, then why should we hide?
Allah, Allah, Allah. Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
We need to come out.
Right, right. Ji.
And he said, after that, there were a few Muslims. Maybe number was around 40.
Right, right, right.
After he became Muslim, he said, we came out with two lines.
Ji.
And one line was Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
And in one line, I was.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
And we entered Masjid al Haram.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
And when Kufar Makkah saw me in one line,
right,
so Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala in
Subhanallah,
other line, because he was also in line of Allah, very brave,
Subhanallah,
very powerful, and they were very sad.
Right.
In normal circumstances, they would have come out and started
attacking.
But when they saw Hazrat Hamza is one side and Hazrat Umar is one side, so besides being sad, there are no other option. And on that day, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala no title as Farooq.
Subhanallah.
Because
Subhanallah.
Farooq means criterion.
Okay, Subhanallah.
So Subhanallah. It means that he made a clear distinction.
Right. Subhanallah.
Between the Haqq, which was Islam, and the batil, which was the religion of Makkah, their forefathers, idol worshipping.
So
clear distinction, criterion.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
So therefore his name is Farooq.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah. A beautiful title indeed given by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, Allah. And yesterday we learned that the title was given to Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu as Atiq. And this was also given to him by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this title of Farooq was also given by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And if we look in the books of hadith and the books of history, we see that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave some beautiful titles to many of his sahaba kiram. And those titles were so unique that it matched their personalities, you know, exceptionally. And it was indeed very, very beautiful titles. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So these two lions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I would say they received their beautiful titles from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How fortunate are these blessed personalities? I mean, in today's time, if maybe our Pir or Murshid, our parents, our Ustad, our teachers, our mentors, they give us a title or they give us some good name, then automatically we feel a sort of happiness that our teachers, our respected people have considered us worthy, our parents have considered us worthy, and they have given us these titles. So how fortunate are these great personalities and these sahaba ikram that they are receiving these beautiful titles from subhanallah, the master of creation, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. In the beginning, when Mufti Sahab was discussing the incident where Sayyidina Umar radhiyallahu anhu accepted Islam, you mentioned that his bravery was known because of the migration or because of the hijrat. So was there any incident which happened through which his bravery was known throughout Makkah during the hijrat or at the time of migration?
Well, he was always brave.
Subhanallah. Ji.
That was his nature.
Ji, ji, ji.
And at every occasion, due to his exceptional bravery,
right,
his conduct would be totally different.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
So his hijrat, his migration is also very unique. Hazrat Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza Sher-e Khuda radiallahu ta'ala says that we do not know any person who performed his hijrah so openly.
Allah, Allah.
He announced it.
Right, right, right.
Well, when he got ready, he took his sword, he put his bow on his shoulder.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
He took his arrows.
Right, right, right.
And he loaded his arrow on his
subhanallah,
bow.
Subhanallah.
And he went to Masjid al-Haram, to Ka'batullah.
Subhanallah.
And they were, you know, all these so-called noble personalities of Makkah, the prominent people, they were sitting there. In front of them, he went and he made tawaf.
Allah, 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 Allah.
And then he came to Maqam Ibrahim.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
And he read his nawafil.
Allah, 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 Allah.
After finishing that, he went to those so-called prominent people and he told them, may your face be disfigured.
Allah, Allah, Allah. Subhanallah.
May you be destroyed.
Subhanallah.
And then he said, if any one of you want your mother to become childless,
Allah, Allah. Subhanallah.
Or if any one of you want your children to become orphan,
Allah, Allah, Allah.
Or if any one of you want your wife to become widow,
Allah,
then come and fight with me.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah.
I'm leaving. I'm going to Madina Sharif because you are causing problem to people who are leaving Makkah and going to Madina. So people are hiding because of your fitna and fear.
Right, right, right.
But I'm also leaving and I'm announcing.
Subhanallah.
If
Subhanallah.
You have the guts, come face me.
Allah, 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 Allah.
And none of these people had the guts.
Allah, Allah. Subhanallah.
To come face Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq.
Subhanallah.
This incident with many other incidents.
Right, 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 right.
Make it very clear that in real sense of the word, you see it none.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah. What a unique personality. And indeed, when you listen to the bravery of the Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Umar Farooq, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, It also gives us a sort of enthusiasm that we should also be ever ready to fight, to sacrifice ourselves for the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned many ahadith which mention the praise of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. And one, I would say, exceptional quality which he had was due to the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that dua is so beautiful. It is mentioned in Tirmizi Sharif by Sayyidina Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَعَلَ الْحَقَّ عَلَىٰ لِسَانِ عُمَرَ وَقَلْبِهِ Allah, that indeed Allah has made prevalent the truth on the tongue of Umar and also upon his heart. Subhanallah, subhanallah. In other words, that Sayyidina Umar Farooq always spoke the truth and falsehood could never ever be prevalent on his heart or his tongue. Subhanallah. And what was the outcome of this? That many a time Sayyidina Umar Farooq mentioned something or he had an opinion and based on that a Quranic verse was revealed which supported his opinion. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And this is also one of his specialities. And if you listen to the various khutbahs which are given during the Jummah, then we also learn that one of his qualities also mentioned that al-muwafiq ra'yuhu bil-Qur'an, that his opinion is corresponding to the Holy Quran. And due to his opinion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also revealed an ayat which supported his opinion. Subhanallah, subhanallah. A very beautiful hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after this, I would like Mufti Sahab to explain this hadith where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, Man abghada Umara faqad abghadani, that whoever detested Umar, he has detested me. And وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ عُمَرَ فَقَدْ أَحَبَّنِي And the one whoever loved Umar has loved me. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So a very beautiful hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First, if Mufti Sahab could please mention approximately how many Quranic verses were revealed or regarding which are corresponding to the opinion of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radhiyallahu anhu.
Ulama Ikram have recorded 20
Subhanallah.
Which were revealed to support and confirm
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
The opinion of Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
So that is a great honor for Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu.
Subhanallah.
Because he is called Muhaddith.
Allah Allah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that in every ummah there is a muhaddith.
Right.
And in my ummah, the muhaddith is
Subhanallah.
Hazrat Umar.
Subhanallah.
The muhaddith is that person from whose tongue angels speak.
Allah Allah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
So these are the proofs and evidences that so many ayat
Allah
of Quran Kareem were revealed
Subhanallah
to support what he said.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. And Mr. Sahib, the hadith, the summary that whoever detested Umar or has hate against Umar has hated me, whoever loves him has loved me. What explanation can be given here?
Well, the words of hadith are very clear. This is the attachment of beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Umar Farooq radiallahu
anhu. Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
He found him to be totally loyal and totally lost in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Subhanallah.
When person reaches that level, then oneness
Subhanallah
of two individuals appears.
Allah Allah Allah. Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
Two persons.
Right.
But the love and the loyalty and respect and closeness reaches that level.
Subhanallah.
That while they have two bodies and two souls,
Subhanallah.
But they are regarded as one.
Allah Allah Allah.
So this describes that situation of mahabba.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah.
Whoever hated Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala,
Allah, Allah.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he hated me.
Allah, Allah.
And whoever loved
Hazrat
Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala,
subhanallah.
He has loved me.
Hmm.
And this condition was with many close sahaba. This is said for Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
This is said for Hazrat Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala.
Subhanallah.
This is said for Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Some have been reported, some have not been reported.
Ji, ji, ji.
So whoever reached that level of love and mahabba with the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi
wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah.
So he was granted this gift.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. What a beautiful explanation. And it is as if, you know, a poet very beautifully said, Man tu shudam tu man shudi, man tan shudam tu jaan shudi, ta kas nagoyad ba'dazi, man digaram tu digari. Subhanallah, subhanallah. That when you are drowned in the love of a personality, and then it becomes as if these two are now one. Allah, 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 subhanallah. So love towards the one will automatically prove the love towards the other, and hatred towards one will automatically show hatreds towards the others. Sayyidina Umar Farooq is such a personality who has lots of, you know, excellent qualities. And with those qualities, yes, there are also many karamat and miracles of this great personality, subhanallah. And one beautiful miracle I would like to mention in front of you, Hazrat Allama Abu Na'im radiyallahu ta'ala anhu mentions in his Dalail a narration of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Harith radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in which it is stated that Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was delivering the Friday sermon, subhanallah, the khutbah, when he suddenly stopped and said, Ya Sariya al-Jabal, Ya Sariya al-Jabal, Ya Sariya al-Jabal, means, O Sariya, the mountain, O Sariya, the mountain, O Sariya, the mountain. Subhanallah. He commanded Sariya to move towards the mountain in the interval that he had just established, and then he continued with his lecture. Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu inquired from Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu after the salah as to why he had suddenly exclaimed words in which he was addressing Sariya during the khutbah. What was the reason? What happened that all of a sudden he just said, O Sariya the mountain, O Sariya the mountain? Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied that he had been forced to do so, as the situation was such that he had to utter those words. Then he said, I witnessed the fact that the Muslims were fighting near the mountain and saw that they were being surrounded from all sides by the disbelievers. Thus, I could not bear to allow this to continue, and therefore I invoked Sariya and advised him to move towards the mountain. Subhanallah, subhanallah. A few days after this incident, Sayyidina Sariya sent a message with a letter in which it was written that the Muslims had been fighting on Friday and were extremely close to being defeated when they heard a voice at the exact time of Salatul Jummah advising them to proceed towards the mountain. Subhanallah, the Muslims immediately diverted towards the mountain and were eventually victorious as they killed the disbelievers. This was the way in which Allah bestowed victory upon the Muslims. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. From this incident, what a beautiful lesson we come to learn. First of all, yes, we do see the miracle and the karamat of Sayyidina Umar Farooq, that you know, whilst performing and whilst delivering the Jummah khutbah, he can see what is happening in the battlefield, how they are fighting, where the enemies are coming from. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. And during his khutbah, he warned them that go towards the mountain, and that was a means of how they won that battle and they defeated the disbelievers. Subhanallah. If this is the level of sight which Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu has, that from one place he can see what is happening so many miles and kilometers away, then by Allah, we can never, ever, ever, ever understand the rank and the status of the vision of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. چاہے تو اشاروں سے اپنے کایاں ہی پلٹ دے دنیا کی, یہ شان ہے ان کے غلاموں کی تو سرکار کا عالم کیا ہوگا. سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. Indeed, very, very, very beautiful. And this was this great personality of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allah, Allah. And we have now come towards the end of today's episode, and many beautiful, beautiful, beautiful topics were being discussed, some beautiful points, especially regarding the acceptance of Islam of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Indeed, it is something which touches the heart. And it does give us a lesson that every moment we always need to remain firm on our deen, because our deen is haq, the deen of Islam is haq, and there is no need to think about other things or put some doubts or misunderstandings. No, once you have accepted Islam, be a firm Muslim, a staunch believer as they say, and remain firm on the teachings of Islam, the teachings of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'at. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. If time would permit us, we would discuss many more points regarding this blessed personality. Unfortunately, we have come towards the end of the silsila, and we do thank our respected guest of honor, Hazrat Allama Maulana Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi Sahib, for visiting us and blessing us. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve Qibla Mufti Sahib. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Mufti Sahib a healthy, long life, so that we may continue plucking the fruits of benefits from this great personality. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbal Alameen. Subhanallah, remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your hearts, the hearts of your beloved, because this love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. If you have this love, have everything. If you do not have this love, by Allah, you have nothing with you. We hope to see you soon, inshallah, tomorrow, same time, same place, but with a new, exciting and beautiful topic in Madinatul Karbala, only on Madani Channel English. So please make sure you join us tomorrow again for some more beautiful points, beautiful words of wisdom. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, in these 10 days, there is much, much, much more to learn. Join us every day, same time, same place. We are waiting for your arrival. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Think positive, be positive, stay positive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of you all abundance of barakah and keep all of you all always happy. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Madina, Madina, Madina tu Karbala. Madina, Madina, Madina tu Karbala.